T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, cloudy and 37 degrees. A full day of opening arguments by House impeachment managers was designed to lay out a timeline of quid pro quo.
Throughout about 8 hours of an opening presentation, House impeachment managers frequently relied on video clips highlighting testimony from impeachment inquiry hearings and President Trump's own words.
But there was a lot of corruption having to do with the 2016 election against us, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
House Democrats point to exchanges like that as part of the motivation President Trump had to withhold security assistance to Ukraine. His personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, counters.
You're making it for an emotive purpose. It's a video that's been seen before.
And Sekulow adds it doesn't show any violation of law or regulation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Layoff notices are being handed out to workers in the aviation industry.
Around 2,800 workers at Spirit Aviation have or will be receiving notices by the end of the week. The move comes after production of the Boeing 737 MAX was halted. Kyle Johnson, who works at Spirit, tells KSN News he's worried about the layoffs.
It's definitely nerve-wracking. I've got a wife and a young child, and the layoffs, more than anything, scare me just because I lose my insurance.
Those who are laid off will be paid for 60 days, and after that, they will be able to apply for unemployment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita man is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his 2-month-old son. 23-year-old Marlon Williams was charged Wednesday after his son, Merrill Williams, died January 16th. Marlon Williams is also charged with 3 counts of aggravated battery. Wichita police say they were called to a home January 10th on a report that a child was not breathing. The boy was taken to a hospital after being found unresponsive. He suffered critical injuries, and medical personnel found he had previous injuries. His twin sister had a healing broken femur. Williams is being held on $500,000 bond. During a ceremony Wednesday in Washington, D.C., Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey was appointed by Attorney General William Barr to the Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it's a big honor for Chief Ramsey.
I know the chief is very excited and very honored to be part of this commission and looks forward to working with the other commissioners and identifying those social factors contributing to crime and ideas and looking at ways to help reduce crime and not only helping nationwide, but also bringing those ideas back here to Wichita.
2 months ago, President Trump signed an executive order authorizing the commission to explore modern issues affecting law enforcement that most impact the ability of American policing to reduce crime. One person is dead, 7 more hospitalized in Seattle after several people opened a fire outside a busy downtown McDonald's during the Wednesday evening commute. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best.
We had a lot of officers already nearby. We responded immediately. We discovered victims at the scene in about a 1-block radius or so. Officers immediately started life-saving measures.
Now, this is the 3rd downtown Seattle shooting in just 2 days. China is attempting to stop the spread of a deadly new form of coronavirus, producing pneumonia-like symptoms. Officials closed off the city of Wuhan, where hundreds of cases of the disease are confirmed. Fox's Aisha Hasni reports.
The number of sick people has now jumped to more than 500. 17 people are now dead, and the virus is now in the U.S. A patient visiting China returned to Washington State before our airport screenings began, but President Trump told Maria Bartiromo that Americans have no reason to worry.
Not at all. I don't think they should be worried. This is one person out of tens of millions of people that travel.
Health officials say it looks like the coronavirus spread through close human-to-human contact, but it's not as easily through the air. Now, early signs of infection includes respiratory symptoms, fever, and cough. In more severe cases, it can lead to pneumonia.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS on a Thursday morning. It is, the time is 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Wow, the traffic conditions looking quite a bit better than they were this time yesterday.
Lots better, yeah.
They really are. Roads are in decent condition out there. You might still see the occasional slick spot, but for the most part, things looking really good out there in traffic comparatively. The gasoline prices this morning, didn't see much of a change. The low end does seem to be 215 out there today. Spotted 215 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast on this Thursday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's going to be mostly cloudy today with areas of scattered showers developing this afternoon. Our high 43. We could see a brief mix of rain and some light snow tonight. Our low 28 with strong northwest winds. Then sunny and breezy again on Friday and a high 41. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, 36 degrees. Coming up on 6:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Again, Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. We had a cool, wet, slushy, breezy day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 37 degrees. Normal high is 43. Snowfall reported at Eisenhower Airport, the National Weather Service office out there. 7/10 of an inch, so a little more than half, a little less, well, almost 3/4 of an inch of snow at the airport yesterday here in Wichita. I think there, I saw some readings around the area up to about 2 inches, or in some places around south central Kansas. On this date in 1971, the coldest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. occurred when Prospect Creek, Alaska, that's located 180 miles north of Fairbanks, tumbled into a thermal abyss to 80 below zero. Wow. You didn't really have to have it. I'd double up on the mittens on something like that. No. A human being probably wouldn't last very long outside, something like that. Uncovered, they wouldn't last at all. But anyway, 80 below. That's the record. Apparently, it's the National Weather Service. That's the record to this date. And on this date in 1968, North Korea seized the U.S. Navy intelligence ship USS Pueblo, commanded by Lloyd Pete Bucher, charging its crew with being on a spying mission. One sailor was killed, 82 were taken prisoner. Commander Bucher and his crew were released the following December after enduring 11 months of brutal captivity at the hands of the North Koreans. Talk about it. I was a kid. We had Vietnam going. I was pretty much wondering why we just didn't go in and pop the North Koreans at the same time. After doing something like that, that's an act of war.
Yeah, it sure is.
But somehow, LBJ and the powers that be and Nixon and all held their tempers and just... But these guys, I guess, the prisoners really... You know, the North Koreans are notorious for not treating their prisoners very well at all. And we did survive it. 1968 is when that happened. All right, the American Civil Liberties Union is demanding answers from the National Archives in the wake of a scandal over politically motivated edits to a photo of the 2017 Women's March. The rights group filed a Freedom of Information Act request yesterday, demanding all correspondence relating to the decision to censor elements of the photo, as well as any information on other photos at the National Archives that had been similarly altered. Is somebody at the archives altering photos? The archives quickly apologized over the weekend when the Washington Post revealed that a large photo of the Women's March on display at the National Archives had several protest signs altered to blur out both President Donald Trump's name and references to female body parts. An apology alone is not enough, said ACLU spokesman Abdullah Hassan. The public needs to know more. The organization is seeking clarity on how the decision was made and who was involved. National Archives is an independent agency that is meant to be nonpartisan.
Yeah. All right.
So you don't want people in there from either side going in there and mucking around with things and changing photos and changing our national history in that way. So there you go. Out of controversy at the National Archives. All right. Here we are on this January morning. As I stepped out to get in the car this morning, I thought, this is not bad. Of course, I thought I saw a little fog, but and some mist, but not bad at all. Better than in the teens, right, Ted?
It was a couple days ago, and it was 15 degrees when I went out to my car.
Did you have to? No scraping this morning on the windshield.
No.
That was good. So we got that. See what we got coming on this morning on Steve and Ted. I'll tell you what. It's a Thursday morning, and I've got what we have scheduled in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We're going to be hearing from health director. Sedgwick County Health Director. Adrian Burns is going to be with us. I had to find my notes here. She's going to be with us. We're going to talk about flu.
Well, we're right in the thick of things. January.
I don't like at my daughter's house. Both my granddaughters and one of my grands has been down with something. Whether it's the flu, I don't know. It's just it acts like it because they had high temperatures.
Oh,
I guess that is the flu. I don't know. You haven't had it, Jad. Jad's been real good. His health's been terrific this year. So's mine. So the three of us we're doing well.
It seems like if I get it, it's usually February. So That's when I really start getting on eggshells.
Yeah, keep washing those hands.
Yep,
keep washing them hands and. As I told my wife about my grandkids, they're social butterflies. They're in contact with too many people. They need to go and keep themselves in a little room, sequestered from the rest of the world, and then they won't catch anything. Does that make sense to you, Ted? I'm going to ask your help. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, 7:35, I'm going to ask your help with me, help me out with to understand the basketball brawl that has generated so much interest. I just want to talk about what started it. And I know you know, I'm kind of figuring it out, but I didn't see any video of what started it. They all start the video when somebody's throwing a chair, you know.
Well, yeah.
That's the way they edit it. But that big brawl, there's been some repercussions on that. You'll talk about that in sports,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, we will, yeah.
But let's talk about a little more coming up at 7:30 this morning, kind of flesh
sure,
it out.
Sure.
So we got things to do this morning. It is a Thursday, again, January 23rd. And, let's get going with... let's do leadoff sports right now. Ted Woodward with leadoff sports this morning on the Steve and Ted Show.
Yeah, last night was the big hockey night in Wichita. It's Intrust Bank Arena and the Wichita Thunder hosting the ECHL All-Star Classic. The Eastern Conference beat the Western Conference 4-2 in the championship game of that 3-on-3 tournament. Wichita Thunder's Billy XL finished second place in the fastest skater event. Also from the Thunder, Wichita's Chris Crane finished second in the accuracy shooting competition. And they also had a hardest shot event. Hardest shot, 95 miles per hour.
Oh, you mean the one that's fastest? Most, okay.
Yeah, so if you're a goalie, imagine facing that puck coming at you at 95.
It's a little bit like a baseball catcher,
woo,
right?
Exactly. That's why those guys are all uniformed up, man.
Oh, yeah, a lot of padding.
At you. How about that? Wichita Thunder with a... great week and capping it off with the All-Star game last night downtown. You mentioned the basket brawl between KUK State and Lawrence on Tuesday night. The Big 12 Conference did not mess around before handing out suspensions. Two players from each team suspended. The biggest suspension going to KU's Sylvia DeSouza, 12-game suspension for him. Also from the Jayhawks, David McCormick with a 2-game suspension. On the other side, for Kansas State, James Love gets an 8-game suspension. He was not even in uniform, but he stormed off the bench in street clothes and was a big part of K-State's part of that fracas. And Antonio Gordon of Kansas State gets a 3-game suspension. So the Big 12 handed out to four players multi-game suspensions.
12 games, about a third of the season right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he'll be back for the postseason.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing that much for the Jayhawks.
I don't know how they figured out. Yeah. This one gets 8 games. This one gets 2. I don't know how
they have to, mitigate a lot of that and watch the video and see who was doing the most damage and who was not. So that's what the Big 12 Conference has handed out. In baseball, the Kansas Alex Gordon is not done yet. The former Wichita Wrangler, of course, was thinking about calling it quits, but he has signed with the Kansas City Royals for a 1-year deal for $4 million. 35-year-old Alex Gordon, 7-time Gold Glove winner, including last year, and a 3-time All-Star. And, of course, just about the only link left to the World Series.
Started out as a third baseman, right? And then he went to the outfield.
And he came out of college.
Because he played third when he was here with the Wranglers. I remember watching him so many years ago.
And then became a pretty darn good defensive left fielder along
very
the
good.
Way.
You bet.
Next, we got Alex Gordon. We'll give it at least one more year with the Kansas City Royals. We had some JUCO men's basketball action last night in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting Neosho County. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Cut off. Now he drives the lane. Puts up a left-hand banker. It's no good. Dow gets the rebound. One dribble goes up strong and scores it. Nongo Dow. Dow's got eight. That was a great rebound. And then a putback by Dow.
Grizzlies put up 50 points in the second half and beat Neosho 81-67. Butler men 16-5 now on the season, 9-1 on the home court at the power plant in El Dorado. The Heston men win on the road at Fort Scott 62-61. Heston College men are now on a 10-game winning streak. In women's basketball, 10th-ranked Hutchinson Community College beat Dodge City 83-50. The Hutchinson women are now 18-2 on the season. They are unbeaten at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson, 11-0 on home court this season. Hey, of course, the Chiefs and the 49ers are getting ready for the Super Bowl. We're a week and a half away. And, you know, it's fun to be part of, but, boy, it's expensive, too.
Miami is in final preparation mode for Super Bowl 54. Crews at Hard Rock Stadium are putting the finishing touches on the field, and fans are lining up to buy gear for the big game. But the journey to the bowl isn't a cheap one. According to the online ticket platform SeatGeek, the cheapest tickets are about $5,700, while the most expensive ones are a whopping $70,000, putting this year's game on track to be the most expensive Super Bowl yet. Aisha Husney, Fox News.
All right, I'll double check it, but I've been doing some research about the Super Bowl. I think I saw that the most expensive ticket for the first AFL-NFL was $12.
Yeah, probably about right.
That was $5,700.
They couldn't fill that stadium.
Wow.
They couldn't even get it half full.
Isn't that interesting?
All right. Things have certainly changed.
Yep.
And, of course, the Chiefs are getting ready to head down to Miami, where it will be in the mid-70s during the Super Bowl. Not kind of the weather the Chiefs have been used to lately. And head coach Andy Reid of the Chiefs said, got to get ready for that warm weather.
I've reminded the guys throughout the last month or so here, keep yourself in warm weather shape, and they're probably looking at me crazy for saying that, but this is why. So everybody was doing a little bit extra running and conditioning after practice and that, so I think we'll be okay.
All right. Of course, we're a week and a half out. You can listen to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl right here on your radio home of the Chiefs. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Tomorrow's Friday. Are we going to have Mitch with us tomorrow, you think?
Well, sure.
All right. Mitch Holtis.
I don't think he's going to take a week off. Because
well, you never know about
getting ready for the Super Bowl.
He may be down there early on the beach or something.
I don't think that's how Mitch operates.
Okay. All right. That it? 6:23 now. Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And we've got traffic and weather and news coming up. Keep it here. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.